turundusuudised.
Next subject actually comes from Great Britain, from Manchester, and it's actually talking about interesting issue that every marketer should take and look at. So as the Telegraph is writing an article, there is a shop, as I understand, it's a simple shop, grocery shop, at Morrison store. It's called Morrison store in Manchester, and they actually, what they have done to grow the percentage of people who actually buy more and more of healthy food, they have brought those cardboard cutouts of health professionals, and they have put them and placed them around this store. So as I understand, if people go to buy something and they want to take something to drink and something to eat, and they have thought about a nice meat and maybe some alcohol, and then they see that, oh, it's my doctor standing here. It's not a real doctor, but this my doctor standing here. And then they understand, wow, no, I have to buy something else. And then they go and buy something really healthy stuff. So it's a really good example of marketing. What are your opinions, Anu and Linus? Can we repeat it in Sweden and in Estonia? Or do it more something more clever?
Yeah, I think, well, of course, people need to be reminded of things. It's like I remember in Stockholm in the subway, there was a sign that it increases your heart function if you take the stairs instead of taking the moving stairs. And people walked the normal stairs. That's sort of when you get the reminder, that's the problem, because people know what they should do. Drink less, move a little bit more, and eat less. But then you forget that, and you sort of... So the reminder, I like the reminder. It's like the pig that screams when you open the refrigerator. Have you seen that kind of small electric pigs that screams?
No,
it's like a reminder. When you open the refrigerator and want to eat something in the middle of the night, then it says, and then, okay, I shouldn't eat.
So where could we buy it, Linus?
I can, well...
Bring it with you when you come.
Yeah, I'll bring some. They've been around. It's like a joke almost, but it's the reminder. And I think this is an example of reminding people at the right moment, sort of. Don't do that. Okay, yes, sorry. I forgot, sort of, then people get reminded.
So you're happy if you have been reminded, yes?
Yes, give me a reminder. I think that's a really good thing. And it can be, well, all marketing about it, lots of things is about reminding people of what they really know, really already know, but have sort of not thought of or forgotten or.
Okay. So Anu, what's your opinion? Do you like your doctor?
Yes, of course I do. I do really like my doctor.
But you don't want to meet him.
Yeah, I would like to meet her.
Okay, her.
She's a very nice lady, and I'm really thankful for her. But what about this news is that what I liked in this special is that once again it's pointing out how much you can influence your results working with in-store materials. So how much the in-store behavior actually influences what you buy and what you don't buy. And here the same numbers, if I see here that it led to a 20% rise in fresh fruit sales, 29% rise in frozen fruit sales, 10% rise in smoked fish sales, and so on. So I think that it's a good example that the store is really a valuable place. And the store owner should think how to use the place more wisely, about educating us, about reminding us, about making the store beautiful, about trying to kind of make us better shoppers because they have the power. And if such a such a really kind of unexpensive campaign, just the cardboard pictures, helps to increase your sales of an item about 20% or even more, then I would really encourage everyone, every store owner, to work more, to test more with different things what you can put in store and trying to find out how to increase your results.
The only question I have is that I thought that shop owners earned more when you bought Coca-Cola and chips and that sort of sweets and stuff.
They have changed it. They have changed the percentages already.
No, I think that if you get kind of 20% of rise even on the healthy foods, and they don't tell that the sales of Coca-Cola decreased, do they?
I don't know, because but in a normal Swedish supermarket, when you stand at the cashier where you pay, you can't almost see any real food. It's all sort of these things that they put there when you're a little hungry, when you go shopping. So I don't know. It's a real thing. I think that the interesting thing with this is that you have a shop owner that really cares for their customers. And that's a good sort of, that's a good thing, because from a sort of money point of view, I think that obviously they try to sell all these things that you don't need. But so that's just a sort of a thought. I think it's...
Coming back to our initial topic about employer branding, then I just got in a question that if I would take the same cardboard doctors and put into my office, would my people sit kind of in a more right position? Would they try to breathe better? Would they try to make some small breaks between works because they think that the doctor is watching? Should we, Linus, could we have such kind of results?
Yeah, but there are lots of small tools that people use in the offices, like every minute, 10 or 15 minutes that you should rise, that you sort of remind people of moving, because that's a problem in an office. You sit in the same position for hours, so they have these reminders within the
computer. It's called coffee break, Linus.
Yeah, but sort of we have rationalized there are fewer coffee breaks now in Sweden than before. In traditional sort of office, you had the coffee breaks at 10 or at 3, and everyone, but that's not the case anymore. People are too effective, and that affects sort of the health of the employees, because you cannot sit in front of a computer. So I also, these are reminders. I don't know if you want to see your doctor, or even you can have a cardboard boss. It's then sort of I'll try that in my office here and see if they like it. But it's like sort of these, again, reminding people, or putting the printer on the next floor instead of having a printer besides you. That's small things that change, because as always, the life is not one big decision. Life is 1,000 decisions every day. And sort of you have to change people's decisions making in these small decisions. Should I eat this? Should I buy that? Should I walk there? Should I go there? That kind of... So that's the reminder. That's what I like with this